Hi, I'm Ellen Schiffman. I'm from Connecticut. I call myself a mixed media artist. For many years, the work I did was primarily focused around fiber and fiber art techniques. So there was a lot of weaving, felting, quilting, stitching in the pieces. But in more recent years, I've really branched out a lot, and I consider myself more of a multimedia or mixed media artist. The work is, I see myself really as an explorer of material. And the piece in this show is a good example of that. It's from a series of work that I made, sculptural work, that they're all made with Q-tips. That's the only material in them. Well, there's a material that I use to make the forms, but the material that you're seeing is Q-tips, which I finish off with a varnish so that the cotton won't absorb the dirt in the air. But I just really like transforming material. I really like using very common materials and transforming them into unexpected pieces. And so, you know, I've used a lot of different materials in my work, everything from plants to rusted items, to found items, to linen tape. I tend to work in series. So as I said, the series that you're seeing here in the show, I made in preparation and after a bucket trip to Patagonia a number of years ago. My husband and I went on a trip that we'd always dreamed about. And so the pieces are inspired by the massive white glaciers and ice and empty spaces that we saw there. And when I set out to make a piece, I don't generally say, okay, this is what the piece is going to be, and this is what it's about. It's a very instinctual, process-oriented experience for me, and this one was, but I realized afterwards that it was very inspired by the glaciers that we saw and very inspired by what is happening to the glaciers around the world and to our Earth. And so it's called A Message for Those Who Will Listen, and you'll see in the piece that there is, you know, a very intact section of the piece, and then it's just crumbling and falling apart. And so there is that message there, although, like I say, I didn't set out to make that message. But that's what happened. And, you know, the other pieces in the series, if you look on my website, you can see them, are also sort of monumental, all white pieces with periods of destruction in them. I am fascinated by destruction and resilience and the perfection in imperfection. And that is certainly got a voice in this piece.